is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Attorney General Merrick Garland tells House Republicans he won't be intimidated by a move to find him in contempt, and he pushed back on the notion that the administration was behind the New York prosecution of former President Trump.
It comes alongside false claims that a jury verdict in a state trial was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
President Biden is set to sign an executive order today that effectively blocks asylum seekers when numbers surge at the southern border. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This new order will allow U.S. immigration officials to deport migrants without processing their asylum claims anytime the number of illegal border crossings tops a specific threshold. It's likely to be 2,500 migrant apprehensions a day, which means this partial ban could be triggered on day one because the number of apprehensions at the southern border in May was higher than that.
The moves likely face challenges in the courts and GOP derision. Senator Lindsey Graham.
The only policy change that will work is to have mass deportations because people will stop coming when they see people leaving.
Well, CBS's Scott McFarlane is covering Hunter Biden's criminal trial in Delaware.
It's the special counsel David Weiss's team giving the opening statement, followed by Hunter Biden's defense team. And they could pivot to the first witness. It'll be an FBI special agent testifying about some of the text messages Hunter Biden sent during that pivotal period of October 2018.
Major League Baseball has banned Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano for life for betting on baseball. All four other players get one-year bans. On the Health Watch, there's news about the battle against a certain kind of cancer.
A melanoma vaccine created by Moderna using an individual patient's own cancer cells has dramatically lowered the risk of recurrence or death from the skin cancer when combined with an immunotherapy drug created by Merck. Phase 3 trials are already underway here in the UK and elsewhere, and it's already being tested on other cancers as well. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A lot of questions in Lincoln, Nebraska, where a 74-year-old woman who was declared dead at a nursing home turned out to be breathing at a funeral home.
This is a very unusual case. I've been doing this 31 years, and nothing like this has ever gotten to this point.
Sheriff's Deputy Ben Hoochin says there's no evidence of criminality, but some laws might have been broken. The woman is now being treated at a hospital. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 21 points, the S&P down 15, the NASDAQ is down 50. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The DOT is starting a major two-year construction project along Highway 38 to redo the bridge over the Root River. Suggested alternate routes are 31 and Highway C. Lorenzo Santos has suspended his congressional campaign for the first district seat. He's endorsed fellow Democrat Peter Barca. After allegedly showing a gun during a funeral over the past weekend, a 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with disorderly conduct and carrying a concealed weapon. Two candidates have joined the race in challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for the newly created 33rd Assembly District seat. Kelly Clark and Alan Cupsick got in yesterday. Andrew Sigilski entered the fray last week. Another round of severe storms with heavy rain is expected to hit the area later today. It follows yesterday's storms that caused flooding in parts of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A new network called the Chicago Sports Network will launch in October and broadcast over 300 live Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games annually. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been nearly 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love after the Raiders played the Packers last season.
Man, I mean, the dude, man, I mean, for him to be as young as he is and to be playing at the type of level he is right now and only getting better, I think he's going to legit be the next superstar quarterback in this league. obviously I come in and see him every day, put in the work, and you know, all the little things behind the scenes. And I think that he has all the attributes to be able to do that, to keep being confident in himself and keep being confident in his players. He'll get everything he wants.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 3-1. Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team in qualifying rounds for the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm Cindy Huber, and it's our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRJN. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. So this hour, keyword, pool, P-O-O-L. That's pool. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores if you haven't already. Find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is pool. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck from WRJN.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
JN Local News and Timeless Hits. The Brewers at Phillies tonight. Pregame show at 5:05. And Brewers, let's pull out a win tonight. Yeah. Tommy James and the Shondells on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Tommy James is going to be in Des Plaines, Illinois this month, June 14th. If you want to get tickets, it's not that far away. Here's Robert Knight on WRJN.
Hearts go astray, leaving hurt when they go. I went away just when you needed me so.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
host, this WRJN. Sooner or later, love is going to get you, just like a bad virus or COVID or maybe a bacterial infection. However, grassroots. Should have just said that. Grassroots sooner or later and left it at that. Darn it. Racine's Festival Park at Last by the Lake Comedy Series, presenting comedian Johnny Beaner. Special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall this Friday. And the reason I brought this up, because all this week, Don Rosen has your pair of tickets to give away each morning between 6 and 9. Or you can buy the tickets. Johnny Beaner is hilarious. You got to see him. He's a clean family show, too. You can find out more by tickets at festivalpark.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. Itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey! Pule, pule! Watch it now, watch it! Here it come, here it come! Watch it now, he gets you! About a thing she saw.
WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and sweet, sweet sound of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. News, timeless hits back on WRJN, the Buckinghams. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Yes, welcome to your earworm for the rest of the day, because that song is at like midnight. You're trying to get to sleep. Hey, baby, there it happens.
Six. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are now facing criminal charges in connection with the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call is charging Kenneth Chesbrough, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The lawyers for Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, claiming Trump won Wisconsin and not Joe Biden. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. With National Democrats showing an interest in Peter Barca, a Democrat that was running for the 1st District seat has dropped out. Lorenzo Santos has suspended his campaign in the race for the 1st Congressional District. Santos is encouraging voters to support the presumptive Democratic nominee against Republican Brian Steil. The 1st District covers Racine, Kenosha, most of Walworth, and parts of Rock and Milwaukee counties. There are new areas included in that City of Racine program that's helping out homeowners. The City Development Office is now accepting applications for the Homeowner Repair and Enhancement Program. It's funded by two new tax districts. Homeowners living in the districts have the opportunity to apply for assistance in repairing and enhancing their properties through the initiative. Interested homeowners can visit the website buildupracine.org to start an application process. Fans of Illinois sports teams that live north of the Cheddar Curtain will like the news out of Chicago. A new network called the Chicago Sports Network will launch in October and carry Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games. They'll broadcast more than 300 games annually. It'll reach most of Illinois as well as parts of Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If the leagues approve, the first Blackhawks and Bulls preseason games will air in October. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures spiking to the low 80s. Showers and thunderstorms spark up this afternoon, with the potential to be strong to severe, continuing to drench us through the evening hours. High winds and hail are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just try. trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Our last kiss, I found the love that I knew I she's gone. Even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Local news and timeless hits WRJN. You know what song I like better than that one? Dead Skunk. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest in WRJN. This hour's keyword is pool. That's pool. If you already have done it, use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win the statewide contest. Good luck.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out.
On in that scene, I think I
sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real. It feels so good.
Local news, timeless history, dog night. Never been to Spain, but I've been to Japan. My daughter works up there. She is over there. She works as a JET teacher, so she teaches English to Japanese students, and went there and visited her last September, and I got all excited because the hotel that we were staying at had a free buffet. So I come down the first morning to the free buffet, and there was all this raw fish and some kind of a noodle dish that had octopus in it. So for the next 4 days, I drank Coke and breakfast cereal because that I knew what it was. So coming up, one more chance for the Text to Win contest, and I'll give you the keyword up next right here on WRJN.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444.
Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Favorites, WRJN.
The road is long.
knows where, who knows where. It's a long, long road.
Local News Timeless. This are back on WRJN, and it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Stay White contest on WRJN. Already told you the prizes, but I need to give you the keyword one last time. You've got like a couple minutes to put it in there. It's pool. Text it now. You got a second. Good luck.
These eyes.